eases mental health problems, rheumatism, tremors, and bladder diseases. One should also bear in mind that the color of the food you eat has an impact on your health and can affect illnesses. For instance, if you are nervous, it is good to wear a yellow garment and eat yellow food or fruit, etc. List of diseases and colors. The colors are not a cure in themselves, but they can alleviate discomfort if they are used alongside suitable natural medicines. Ache, all shades of blue, agony, depressive, violet, indigo allergy, blue, yellow, violet anemia, red, orange anorexia, blue, violet, orange appetite, loss of, red, green arteriosclerosis, violet, green, red asthma, indigo, blue bladder, violet, yellow bleeding, external, blue, indigo blood circulation, red, orange blood pressure, high, green, blue blood pressure, low, orange, indigo brain diseases, blue, violet bronchitis, orange, indigo bulimia, blue, violet burns, all shades of blue cataract, indigo, green childhood illnesses, all shades of blue cold, blue, red colic, blue, indigo constipation, yellow coryza, green cramps, blue, violet depression, red, orange, violet diabetes, yellow diarrhea, blue, indigo digestion trouble, yellow ears, indigo, green epilepsy, yellow, blue, violet eyes, indigo, blue fatigue, red, orange fever, blue fibromyalgia, blue, yellow, orange flatulence, blue, violet flu, indigo foot problems, blue, violet gall problems, yellow, blue genital discomfort, yellow, blue, indigo giddiness, orange, blue glaucoma, indigo goiter, indigo, red gout, blue, violet, red hands, blue, yellow headache, green, blue heart problems, green, red hemorrhoids, blue, green immune system, blue insect bites, all shades of blue intestines, orange, yellow jaundice, blue, green, orange kidneys, orange, violet liver, yellow lumbago, blue, indigo lung diseases, orange, red, yellow lungs, violet menstrual pains, blue, indigo mental health, blue, violet metabolism trouble, yellow, orange muscle pains, green nervous system, yellow, blue, violet nose, indigo nosebleeds, indigo, green psoriasis, yellow, orange, indigo rheumatic diseases, violet, blue, red sciatica, indigo, violet sinuses, yellow, green skin diseases, yellow stomach pains, blue, yellow stress, yellow, violet throat problems, all shades of blue toothache, all shades of blue tremors, violet varicose veins, indigo, blue wounds, green, yellow. List of diseases and colors. The colors are not a cure in themselves, but they can alleviate discomfort if they are used alongside suitable natural medicines. Ache, all shades of blue. Agony, depressive, violet, indigo. Allergy, blue, yellow, violet. Anemia, red, orange. Anorexia, blue, violet, orange. Appetite, loss of, red, green. Arteriosclerosis, violet, green, red. Asthma, indigo, blue. Bladder, violet, yellow. Bleeding, external, blue, indigo. Blood circulation, red, orange. Blood pressure, high, green, blue. Blood pressure, low, orange, indigo. Brain diseases, blue, violet. Bronchitis, orange, indigo. Bulimia, blue, violet. Burns, all shades of blue. Cataract, indigo, green. Childhood illnesses, all shades of blue. Cold, blue, red. Colic, blue, indigo. Constipation, yellow. Coryza, green. Cramps, blue, violet. Depression, red, orange, violet. Diabetes, yellow. Diarrhea, blue, indigo. Digestion trouble, yellow. ears, indigo, green. Epilepsy, yellow, blue, violet. Eyes, indigo, blue. Fatigue, red, orange. Fever, blue. Fibromyalgia, blue, yellow, orange. Flatulence, blue, violet. Flu, indigo. Foot problems, blue, violet. Gall problems, yellow, blue. Genital discomfort, yellow, blue, indigo. Giddiness, orange, blue. Glaucoma, indigo. Goiter, indigo, red. Gout, blue, violet, red. Hands, blue, yellow. Headache, green, blue. Heart problems, green, red. Hemorrhoids, blue, green. Immune system, blue. Insect bites, all shades of blue. Intestines, orange, yellow. Jaundice, blue, green, orange. Kidneys, orange, violet. Liver, yellow. Lumbago, blue, indigo. Lung diseases, orange, red, yellow. Lungs, violet. Menstrual pains, blue, indigo. Mental health, blue, violet. Metabolism trouble, yellow, orange. Muscle pains, green. Nervous system, yellow, blue, violet. Nose, indigo. Nosebleeds, indigo, green. Psoriasis, yellow, orange, indigo. Rheumatic diseases, violet, blue, red. Sciatica, indigo, violet. Sinuses, yellow, green. Skin diseases, yellow. Stomach pains, blue, yellow. Stress, yellow, violet. Throat problems, all shades of blue. Toothache, all shades of blue. Tremors, violet. Varicose veins, indigo, blue. Wounds, green, yellow. Books by Mariana Stjerna. Mariana Stjerna is a highly respected Swedish channel and author. She has been psychic since childhood and has written several spiritual books both for adults and children. On Angel's Wings is the English publication of her Swedish breakthrough novel Pinglavinga. Other examples of her international releases include Time Journey to the Origin and the Future, The Bible Bluff, The Invisible People, Agatha, The Earth's Inner World, and Mission Space. In her novels, Mariana Stjerna gives important paradigm-breaking information and knowledge presented in an easily accessible and entertaining way. Enjoy! For more info on Mariana Stjerna's books, visit www.soullink.se. Paperback and ebook, Kindle, versions are available on Amazon. Are you afraid of dying? Do you believe that life ends with your last breath? This book is the story about what happened to the famous Swedish author Jan Fridegard after his passing. Through his spokesperson, Mariana Stjerna, he tells vividly with both humor and seriousness his experiences on the other side. The reader is invited to join Jan on an amazing journey on angel's wings to different worlds and realms throughout our widespread cosmos. Some highlights: crossing over the Akashic records, creation, the nine elders of Sirius, no man's world, astral realms, midnight mass, the angelic realm, Shambhala, Ashtar command, Helia and Sananda. The book also contains a cosmic map of the different kingdoms, with the Great Spirit in the middle. Time Journey to the Origin and the Future is the independent sequel to Mariana Stjerna's well-received novel On Angel's Wings. While the former book is about what happens to us after our physical death, this book discloses the origin of man and what will happen to Earth and humanity when we have passed through the Grand Portal, become wiser, and achieved a higher consciousness. In his own special way, Jan Fridegard continues, through his writing medium Mariana Stjerna, to tell about his missions and adventures on the other side. This time he gets to make a time journey far beyond our own universe. It's time for you to not only visit unknown planets or parts of our infinite beingness. You will travel into what one might call the future. It will be a mystical journey across all boundaries, I mean technically feasible boundaries, seen from a human perspective. Now you have to throw off all your prejudices and put on a shimmering garment, which brings you into something that you in your wildest dreams could never have imagined, said Master Melchizedek when he informed us about the mission. This journey is a lesson about what the cosmos really is, or the original cosmology, if you think that sounds better. We may, among other things, come along to one of the seven super universes, which revolve around a static central universe, and make visits to the following cultures of origin: the Mayas, the Maoris, the Incas, the Aztecs, the Sumerians, the Inuits, the Zulus, the Etruscans, the Basques, etc., all of which have been or still are represented on Earth. The book concludes with a visit to the central race and the Wingmakers, who are living in a paradise, without violence, female maltreatment, lust for power, or greed. The Da Vinci Code tells us that Jesus and Mary Magdalene were a couple and had children together. Is that really correct? Did Jesus die on the cross or did he not? What about the Immaculate Conception? Why was reincarnation removed at the meeting in Constantinople in the year 553? What function did the Grail have, and is it true that Joseph of Arimathea collected the blood of the crucified Jesus in it? Where is the Grail now, and what mission will it have for humanity in the future? Who was the real Mary Magdalene, a whore or a saint? Was she perhaps the mother of the women's liberation movement? You will find the answers to these questions and much more in this book. Here is a new version of the life of Jesus and what happened in biblical times. The author's spiritual contact has visited these times and has amazing things to tell. It is time for the truth to be revealed the way it has been told to those who listen. But it is up to the reader to listen to their inner truth, which is hidden in their heart. Do you know that invisible beings, nature spirits, of the most various kinds exist in nature, and that every one of them has a special task? Unfortunately, most of us don't know this, and moreover, we only believe in things which we can see with our physical eyes. Fortunately, there are those who are able to see behind the veils we generally have in front of our eyes. Through our ignorance, we kill and scare off these elementals with our toxins, our violence, and our insensitivity, which already have had dire consequences. But it has not always been so. Once, a long time ago, humans cooperated with the elementals in harmony and balance, and to this unity we must return. In this book, the writer's spiritual inspirer, Jan, together with a religious historian and two elves, will make peoples into different ages, from about 20 million years ago and forward, in the greatest, most magical, and secretive of all worlds, nature. The mission is to inform humans about the magic of nature and also to investigate when, where, and how humans, elves, and nature spirits cooperated in good spirit. The time journeys are always started from Mother Earth's beautiful green cave in the innermost of the Earth. At the end of the book are included a number of channeled messages from Pan, the uncrowned ruler and king of nature. Marianas Jaina has, ever since her childhood, had a deep feeling for nature and the elementals, both of which she has experienced and communicated with and still does. The time is now ripe to tell about this magical but so far invisible world, which exists right next to us. This is the fourth book inspired by Jan Fridegaard. In medieval times, people believed the earth was flat and that the sun rotated around it. The Catholic Church considered it heresy to suggest that the earth was round and orbited the sun. The astronomer Copernicus was aware of this, and did not dare publish his findings until on his deathbed in 1543. The next major disclosure is revealed in this book. The earth is hollow and populated by an advanced race, who is planning to come to the aid of people on the surface very soon. Will this concept be accepted by scientists and the religious community? Is this science fiction, fantasy, or liberation? We can only advise you to read this book, written as a novel, and examine your own heart. There are those who have already visited Agartha, the world inside the planet, and found society there advanced and flourishing. Admiral Richard E. Byrd, USA, 1947, is one of them. He was not given to flights of fancy. Marianne's Jenner made contact with Timothy Brook, a Canadian, who appeared to her briefly and then dictated this book. He was saved by Agarthans from a shipwreck off the coast of Canada in the mid-20th century, and is now alive and well in Agartha. In this book, he recounts his story and describes life in this five-dimensional paradise. Marianne's well-received book, Agartha, The Earth's Inner World, had just been released, 2010, when she had a visitation from her cosmic friend and source of inspiration, Jan Friedegaard, who told her he, too, had been to Agartha. He gave an account of his experiences there in the company of his dear friend and companion Lydia, whom we've met in a couple of previous books. They had also been on exciting adventures out in space to the Pleiades, Sirius B, and Andromeda. Did Marianne wish to be his writing medium again? Of course. In Agartha, they visit Portologos, which houses a most extraordinary, gigantic library, with no books, that is several miles in length, wherein all human knowledge is contained. All one has to do is choose what one wishes to learn about, and in an instant, seemingly live holographic images appear, presenting the subject in question in a lifelike manner. In Agartha they meet the enigmatic pilgrim, who imparts much of his immense wisdom to them and acts as their guide on several of their journeys. Among many other wonderfully fascinating places, they visit an intriguing research center, the Fortress, where notable inventions and discoveries evolve, and to which many eminent researchers from the surface world have been transferred, such as Darwin and Tesla. On the Pleiades, the Seven Sisters, comprised of many advanced galactic societies, no large cities exist, only very small communities in which virtually everyone knows one another and enjoys being in each other's company. Interesting accounts are given regarding the Pleiadian Parliament, their school system, and general way of living. Jan and Lydia also learn about its wildlife and sea people. Truly, this isn't a misprint, mermaids really do exist. On Sirius B they make the acquaintance of a dolphin community, besides the amphibians, who have fish suits. They further are privileged to experience a wondrously stupendous evening song in the Ivory Cave. The journey ends in Andromeda, where all individuals are part of a higher consciousness, and life seems easy to live. They are shown healing houses, and even manage to visit a reptilian planet before returning to Agartha and its capital, Shambhala. For more info on Marianne's Jenner's books, visit www.soullink.ca. Paperback and ebook, Kindle, versions are available on Amazon.